This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, these folks always throw around terminology and AEP, AEP, and then today I just realized annual enrollment period. So now it makes all the sense in the world. You were using some of that really cool dialogue before we went on the air, and we are in the midst, Lauren Uran, of the enrollment period. They're doing incredible work at MediConnect. We're going to tell you how you can plug in. There's still time to revisit, or if you're going to be signing up for the first time, there is never a charge for their services. We're going to take any phone call. You're out there right now. Alonzo's going to open the phones up, my producer. Anybody who has any question about Medicare coverage, whatever it may be, we've been talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole, where it is, prescription drug prices, a particular drug, whatever you need to know, give us a call, 866-391-1020. But we'll begin, as we always do, with a little chit-chat. And you and I are really kind of like kindred spirits when it comes to these movies. I could listen to you all day. So I'm telling her about Call Me Ted, this documentary on Max, meaning HBO Max, about the legend of Ted Turner, who I've always been a fan of, how he literally saved all of these movies when he bought the library MGM, and his favorite movie of all time, named one of his kids, Rhett, was Gone with the Wind, and he referred to it quite a bit, but his former wife, Jane Fonda, said he actually identified more with Vivian Leigh's character because of some of the poignant things that she said, and then you just said that's one of your favorite movies.
I mean, I think I was telling you, but in high school, if I had a sick day from home, I would watch Gone with the Wind, and I watched it several times, and then I read the book, and it's like there's so much more to the characters, even in the book, that, you know, the movie's 3 hours and 56 minutes, I believe, to quote it. Exactly. And in the book, there's so much more depth to the characters, and the character of Scarlett O'Hara is about triumph. You know, it's a character that just speaks to, you know, surviving war, surviving fame, and surviving all the hard times in life. But, you know, Clark Gable, Rhett Butler, you know, what a leading man. Oh, yeah. And I mean, I think over 70 films in his career, in addition to over the 70 actual films, multiple short films as well taken.
Here's the ironic thing, and she didn't know this, and it's rare for her not to know something about the history of Hollywood. He grew up in a little town that's called Cadiz, or some call it Cadiz, but it's Cadiz, Ohio, C-A-D-I-Z, nearby Steubenville, Ohio, and they actually have his homestead, which is a museum, and I need to get there. I just have had no time to do anything, but if you're a fan of Clark Gable and you want to see how he lived in his humble beginnings, just Google it, Cadiz, C-A-D-I-Z. That's the hometown in Ohio, about a 30-minute to 40-minute drive from where we sit in Greentree. But he did a lot of incredible things. But in 1939, when that movie came out, Wizard of Oz also came out the exact same year. I mean, talk about a 1-2 punch. And I was just telling her, I love Judy Garland. I mean, I and Liza Minnelli, when I'm scrolling or I see something, and I remember my mother listening to that music. I love Judy Garland. She actually started the Rat Pack with Bogart and Sinatra. Then Sinatra took it with Dean Martin, the next step, the Sands Hotel and all that. But if you ever just have a minute, even her live performance, and Liza's the same way, real performers, I mean, who gave it their sweat equity. I don't know if we'll ever see performers like
that. I mean, again, reading Judy Garland's biography, I think the first time she was on stage, she was 2 years old. And they couldn't get her off stage.
Well, and then explain about the Clark Gable connection with Judy Garland. I remembered this, but I had forgotten until you brought it up. Go ahead.
Wait, remind me on that. That was...
about the love letter she wrote.
Oh, yeah. So when she was 14 years old on the MGM lot before she filmed Wizard of Oz, they were promoting her. And they wrote a song, Dear Mr. Gable. And it was a love letter to Clark Gable that they brought Judy Garland out, you know, 12, 14 years old, to sing, belt at the top of her lungs like, you know, most people can't sing, to Clark Gable for his birthday present.
He was something special, and his wife Carol Lombard died in that plane crash, and he lived on, but he died a very young man, but he left an incredible
legacy. And they
were
only married, I believe, about 3 years when she passed. That's it.
Mm-hmm. But they were, like, supposedly madly in love.
I don't think he ever recovered from that. And, you know, to start with our day in history, right, 1960, mm-hmm. today in 1960, actor Clark Gable, who appeared in over 70 films, as I stated, throughout his career, died of a heart attack today in history. Also, in 1973, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline Authorization Act was signed by U.S. President Richard Nixon. And in 1988, Benazir Bhutto is elected Prime Minister of Pakistan, becoming the first woman in modern history to lead a Muslim country.
This is how smart this woman is. She put this together last night. She's had a very busy week. Her significant other, he's doing okay, had a little bit of a medical setback. Her cat had a medical setback. She's working around the clock, but she's still here doing the show, and she put this entire script together, burning the midnight oil. So you did good, and I'm grateful you did that.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. And then I was looking at some cost of living statistics. I know we throw this in there sometimes, but, you know, again, went to the grocery store at some point in the midst of all this, too, and you get that bill, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's crazy out there right now. So in 1969, a loaf of bread cost 23 cents. A gallon of milk was $1.10. A dozen eggs were 62 cents. A new car was approximately $2,000.
And, you know, back then, that was a lot of money. But you think now some people have $800 to $1,000 a month car payments.
Well, and the average annual income was $6,500. So, yeah, that $2,000 was a nice chunk of your average income. New house was approximately $40,000.
And believe it or not, 10 years prior to that, my parents built their new house for $18,000.
Wow.
So the price continues to go up, but if you come to Coons Market, I'll help you save some money.
All right, let's go. We'll go hit up Coons Market on a way to our road trip to Ohio to see Clark Gable's homestead.
Listen, I've talked to the curator there, and they want me to come down because I have deep roots there because I did sports for 20 years, and every time we would go to Steubenville, which was like three or four times a year, Steubenville Central Catholic, Steubenville Big Red, Dean Martin Boulevard, and before Dean Martin Boulevard, Cadiz, the home of Clark Gable. So you had these two within, like, say, 20 minutes of each other.
Well, if you're going out, let me know. I will come right along.
I would love that.
Outside of annual enrollment period, though, of course.
I get it. We got December 7th is when that all changes. Okay. 888-818-6334. Please explain. Never a charge for your services. If people need help, now's the time to call.
Never a charge for our services and no obligation to enroll. If we see, you know, the plan that you're on is fitting your needs, there's never an obligation, never a cost for our services. And we were talking about those grocery bills. I have a lot of stories to share today because I've been busy out in the field. As has my counterpart, Mark Clark, who will be here next week, as has all of our representatives. So lots of stories to share about how we've been able to save people a lot of money, and that can help fund those grocery bills down at Coons Market for you. And today's trivia question. So before we jump into the rest of the show, we do have our trivia question. So we were talking a lot today about one of Rob and I's favorites, Clark Gable. So it was mentioned earlier in this day that Clark Gable passed away in the year 1960. What was the last movie that Clark Gable filmed before he passed away?
I know the answer and I won't give it, but I know people were like, come on, Rob, this is really the one. It truly is one of my all-time favorites. And it obviously had a little bit to do with the people that were in it with him, but to this day, still one of my all-time favorites.
I've got it on DVD. What number can they call in for that trivia card, Rob?
Thanks for reminding me because I almost forgot we were doing a radio show. This is good content, I'm telling you. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. And you realize the majority of people that you help get Medicare can relate to everything you're talking about because it was right in our wheelhouse.
Why do you think I like what I do so much? It's the only folks I can talk to about the things I'm actually interested in.
It's almost like you were born way late. Because you know so many things. I mean, you're just a bundle of information.
Well, I've always thought about it that way, too. And you could say, hey, you missed out. You're born too late. You missed all the things you're interested in. But had I not been born later, I wouldn't have gotten to know all of them.
And you got to understand, I'm probably being generous here, but I'm like 20 plus years older than her. So that just goes to show you how plugged in she is. And this is what they do every day at MediConnect. I've been to their offices. I love what they do, how they treat people. Every day is just a typical day. So go out and meet them, but call today, 888-818-6334. Now listen, if you have anything about Medicare coverage on your mind right now and you want an answer in real time for simply calling us, 866-391-1020. And if you think you know the answer to that trivia question, you're going to get the $15 Get-Go gas card. Pretty cool stuff there. 412-922-1020. So we got about a minute before the break. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'd like to talk about the seminars. So normally we talk about our in-person seminars. So this time of year, we do take a brief pause from our in-person seminars while we wrap up the annual enrollment period. Winter is coming. Holidays are coming. So we'll return to those in-person seminars in mid-January. During this time, however, you can still join us from actually the comfort of your own home and experience one of our live webinars. So our next live webinar is set for December 4th, and registration is now open. You can register by checking out our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. Under the seminar tab, you'll see a section for live webinar. You can register there, or you can give us a call on our main line, open today, 888-818-6334, and one of our representatives can help you sign up today.
All right, let's get a break in here. We'll come back. And listen, if I'm telling you, this is the day, rolling through this enrollment period. Anytime they're on the air, you need to give us a call. We can answer any question that you need answered right now dealing with Medicare, 866-391-1020. If you want to set up an appointment, you need anything, MediConnectInsurance.com or 888-818-6334. The Inside Connection, Lauren Uran, MediConnect. Enrollment period rolls on. We'll be back with more in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, so this Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole, what's going on with prescription drug prices? I think we should begin there, and then you've got a lot of other stuff, and we want to take some calls, too. Anything on your mind about the enrollment period? You need help. We're here, 866-391-1020. You can reach them. We have live advisors standing by, as always, until noon, 888-818-6334. So what do they need to know about the Inflation Reduction Act?
So, well, not everyone was hitting the maximum cap that was out there last year. The prescription drug, the way that it worked in 2024 was that you entered a deductible phase potentially with your plan. Then you had a copay stage where you paid a set copay. And then if your drugs retailed over about $5,000 of what you and the insurance company threw in together, you then fell into something called the donut hole. While you were in the donut hole, you paid 25% of the cost of all of your medications until your out-of-pocket reached $8,000. That was the cap. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's more than in 1969 somebody's entire annual income was. So with that being said, what basically happened for next year is there is a new cap on medication costs. Donut hole goes out the window, and medication costs are capped at $2,000 per spend. But I keep calling this Common Core Medicare math. Okay, so if any of you have grandkids they're bringing home the Common Core math, you don't know how to help them with their math homework. Similar thought process here. So this is where every medication, every drug formulary, which is a list of covered drugs by every carrier, is not created equal. So even with this Medicare Common Core math, right, there still can be a huge difference on your specific medication carrier to carrier. So I was looking over medications over the phone with a client this week, and his estimated drug spend last year was about $4,000 out of pocket. This year, when we reviewed his options, now if he stayed on the plan that he was on, he was going to hit that $2,000 cap, which was still going to be a savings of $2,000. But we actually found a plan for him that was $20 a month cheaper, and it was the same list of medications, same carrier that he was with. So he didn't have to change carriers. Right. Just a new plan. It was going to have lower copays, and it was going to come out to around $1,200 instead of the $2,000 cap out of pocket when bringing that Medicare math involved. So really, we were able to save him not just the $2,000, but an additional $800 and then an additional couple hundred on top of that with premium. And who knows what will save him in copays, because that's going to be as he uses it, which they were much lower on that. So, you know, even if you go, oh, you know, I was paying a lot on my medications, but I was paying a little bit over $2,000, so now I'm capped lower, I'm good. That doesn't mean we still can't save you thousands of dollars, depending on looking at that combination of medications. And then maybe you are hitting the cap, maybe you are hitting the $2,000, but we might be able to help you save in other ways, like premiums, copays, all of that. So this is the time to really give us a call if you haven't done so yet. 888-818-6334. It could be a half hour phone call. Give us a list of your medications, your doctors, and we can take a look, see if there's a way that we can save you, and then sign you up over the phone or come out to see you to review.
All right, listen, we want to hear from you, but if you can, just do not mention your carrier's name, okay? Just that. If you throw the question out, or a particular part of whatever the carrier is, we'll know what you're talking about. But we want you to refrain from using the carrier's name. But if you have any questions about Medicare, call us, 866-391-1020. Here's Nancy in Allison Park. So, Nance, welcome to the show, and you're on the air with Lauren Uran. Welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like you to explain the $500 deductible on one of the plans, especially if you have the expensive drugs.
Absolutely.
How does the $2,000 work?
Yeah, so that is something that is changing drastically this year, Nancy, and that's a great question. So where it, on Medicare Advantage plans, in the past years, they were always able to charge a deductible, but a lot of them would bypass that deductible phase and start immediately in the copay phase. So you were saving on an Advantage plan. And because now they've brought this cap from $8,000 down to $2,000, some of the different carriers, and it could be even just specific plans with some of those carriers, are now charging a deductible on their prescription drugs, which means before your insurance really kicks in and helps you with a copay or a lower cost, you're going to have to pay that flat amount in the beginning of the year for your medications. So the most that a plan next year can charge is $590. And so you could be facing a situation where if you have a more expensive medication, if you go to the pharmacy in January, you could be charged up to the first $590 before the insurance kicks in.
Well, when it kicks in, then do they pay the additional purchase price of the drugs?
So it's going to differ on every single plan. Some plans then fall to a place where, depending on which tier that medication falls under, you might then be charged a percentage. So some of the percentages we're seeing very popular out there are 24%, 25%. And again, that'll be, you know, specific to that specific medication at that time. So you could hit the 590 and then also be charged, you know, in addition, a 24% of the medication.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome very much.
Good job, Nancy. Anybody else that has a question about coverage information they need, call us, 866-391-1020. Just try to not use the carrier's name. Now, we all know Medicaid is what is used in nursing homes. If you've done elder law, and I've done a number of those shows, and obviously we have our elder law attorney that comes in, Mr. Seckler, from time to time. But I got this instant access from a man by the name of Jack. He says, please ask your guest, who actually is the host, Lauren Uran, if Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans cover nursing homes. That's what he wants to know.
So Medicare Advantage plans do not cover nursing homes. Most nursing homes are private pay, and that's exactly right. So Medicaid can kick in if you get to a level where Medicaid is assisting. And I'm going to speak from personal experience. My grandparents were in a nursing home, and they both were diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia. And basically in that nursing home, we were paying until they basically ran out of money and qualified for medical assistance. Talking to an elder care attorney is a great way to combat this, because they can look into different things like trusts, like spending money in certain ways to kind of get you there a little faster. But Medicare Advantage itself is not going to cover a nursing home. They will cover skilled nursing. So if you are having a surgery and you get rehab, that would be covered. But a private pay nursing home where you're going long term is not going to be covered by Medicare.
All right. Again, our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, and you can reach them. We have real people standing by now at 888-818-6334.
And I want to give a shout out to those real people standing by right now. So I want to give a huge shout out to the MediConnect team. This is my 14th annual enrollment period, Rob, and I can tell you that not one is ever the same. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. And this year, as I predicted back in September, has been one of the busiest ones yet. With all of these changes happening across the board, the prescription drug changes that we talked about, that's affecting every single plan across the board, not just one carrier or one plan. So our representatives have been working very hard. Just yesterday, I was talking to Ramsey, one of our representatives, who had an appointment day where he was on the road at 7 a.m. and got home after 11 p.m. Chris, I know, is actually out there running appointments all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That's right, folks. We do weekend and evening appointments. So I want to give a shout out to all of our representatives out there in the field and our representatives. We have a few that work the phones back in the office, and they've also had an extremely busy week. So with that being said, don't wait any longer to book an appointment if you haven't reviewed yet, because we've got just 21 days left until December 7th. And, you know, I can tell you, I looked at the calendar next week. It's filled up pretty good. So you want to get in and get that appointment set or get that phone review set. So give us a call, 888-818-6334, because we are getting busy.
Yeah, we're still waiting for an answer to our trivia question. We're going to give that question again. And the winner at 412-922-1020 gets a $15 Get-Go gas card. Will definitely come in handy. We're getting a lot of calls for Lauren. We're going to get to them as well. We got a news break at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget, representatives, those people that are there every week during this show, but especially this time of year, right up until noon on Saturday, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And if you have a question for us, you want to get a question answered now, 866-391-1020. But here is our trivia question.
So it was mentioned earlier that this day in history, actor Clark Gable passed away in 1960. What was the last movie that Clark Gable filmed before he passed away?
All right, if you think you know that, 412-922-1020. Here's Marilyn in New Kensington. Hi, Marilyn. You're on KDKA.
Yes, I have a question. I presently have a plan. I'm thinking of changing. I saw an advertisement the other day for Highmark Whole Care. Can she tell me anything about that?
So, you know, not without speaking directly about a carrier, those plans that they offer there, as well as many other carriers, they offer plans for folks that are eligible for both Medicare and medical assistance from the state. So those products are specifically made for people that have Medicare and Medicaid. It's referred to as dual eligible. And yeah. So if you think you qualify for medical assistance, or if you have questions about if you do, our representative standing by could also, you know, take a peek and see if you're eligible, or it might be in your interest to call the county assistance office.
Okay. Now, I travel quite a bit out of state. Is there something specific I should look for as far as coverage for out of the area altogether? I mean, I go like out to the Midwest.
That's a great question as well. So there are plans available that are PPO under the Advantage plan. So a PPO plan is a preferred provider organization, and that allows you access in and out of network. There's also some national carriers that we work with that have national networks, so we could actually check doctors in those areas that you visit. With all Advantage plans across the board, emergency coverage is covered nationwide, and then Medigap or Medicare supplement plans operate without a network anywhere that accept Medicare. So there's a lot of options for you if you're traveling.
All right, anything else? I've got to go to a break. Anything else, Marilyn?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Don't forget, you can always follow up, 888-818-6334. Lots of calls, still looking for that trivia question answer. And we'll be back. More of the Inside Connection in minutes with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, the annual enrollment period underway through December the 7th. We're inviting your calls at 866-391-1020. And we had a trivia question, and we have a winner. It is JJ, correct?
Correct. JJ from Pittsburgh. So thank you so much for getting that answer correct, JJ. We'll get that gas card for you out in the mail on Monday. And our question was, what was the last movie that Clark Gable filmed before he passed away? And the answer was The Misfits. And this film co-starred Marilyn Monroe and was also actually the last completed movie that Marilyn filmed as well. At the time of her death, she had started production on a movie called Something's Got to Give, but it was never completed.
With Dean Martin.
And I actually watched, have you ever seen the footage of that?
Oh yeah, sad.
So I've seen the footage of that, and you know,
sad.
It is sad. And The Misfits, actually the film script was written by Arthur Miller,
who she was married to
at the time, and was
Death
going through
salesman.
A divorce. Was really tough, I guess, to deal with on set, which I've read things where they've actually...
Do you realize how young she was?
She was...
36 when she died.
I'm 37, you know, similar age. And but I've read things where they've blamed her for Clark Gable's heart attack because she was so tough to deal with. who knows what really happened, but...
Tony Curtis, who back in the 80s when he was painting and he was doing a lot of talk shows... He said, look, I appreciate her talent, this and that. And he said, but it was horrible. Laurence Olivier, horrible.
Oh, those two did not get along. I think, again, back to the Vivian Leigh, her and Laurence Olivier were married. And I know there was a lot of things where she was afraid that Laurence Olivier was going to fall for Marilyn and very jealous. And it just was the complete opposite. Those two butted heads so badly. But if you ever watch The Prince and the Showgirl, couldn't tell from watching the film.
Well, let me tell you, last thing about Vivian Leigh. My mother used to always quote movie stars, this, that, whatever. And you remind me so much of her. But anytime I would start acting a little out there, she'd say, go ahead, you'll end up like Vivian Leigh. Poor Vivian Leigh, who had some issues, obviously. All right, let's go to the phones and say hi to John in Bethel Park. John, you're on KDK. How are you?
Good. Hey, I had a quick question. I'm a retiree and from the Postal Service, and at 65, which is coming up this summer, I'll have to go on to Medicare because of the health plans. Now, I currently do have a federal employee health plan, and my question is, keep it in addition to Medicare, or should I suspend my federal employee health benefit and go with a supplemental Medicare plan?
So, John, that is a wonderful question, and I actually met somebody last night. I had a 4 to 6 o'clock appointment out in Bethel Park, actually, area, that was the same situation. And I will tell you, you definitely need a review. What I noticed with some of those USPS coverages out there, depending on how you utilize services, you could be subject for large co-insurances when you're utilizing the plan. And, you know, some of the plans that are out there in the marketplace could save you a lot of money. So everybody's scenario is a little different, but you definitely want to sit down with somebody from our office when you get to that retirement place and take a review of what's out there in the general market to make an educated decision. But most of the folks that I've met with that option have actually been leaving the USPS plan to go out to the market. But again, different situation for everybody.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll have to make an appointment and I'll give you guys a call.
Sounds great. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right, John. Thanks. 888-818-6334. Here's Arlene in Lower Borough for Lauren Uran, MediConnect, the inside connection on KDK. And again, please do not mention your health care carrier. Go ahead, Arlene. Welcome.
All right. Thanks. Quick question on the 590 deductible. Does that count towards the 2000 total out-of-pocket? Or is it really 2,990 out of or whatever?
Arlene, that is a great question, and it does count towards your overall 2,000 limit.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, then the second question is, I'm on a variety of drugs, medicines, and we do not have a formulary yet for my specific plan that's offered through my past employer. And they tell me it probably won't be out till the middle of December, which baffles me because I think we have to make a decision before then. Is that possible that they can delay having a formulary ready till then?
So it's a little bit hard to speak on those group retiree plans. They're a little bit subject to different time frames. But I would definitely say give us a call and we might be able to, depending on what care that's through, pull some strings and resources and see if we can get a little bit more information on that to help you do a review.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a ton.
Right, oh, thank you.
Thanks, Harlene. All right, Tony on the north side. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome to KDKA.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First of all, Coleman, I'd like to thank MediConnect and in particular Leah for helping me out because I had to change one of my Part D carriers to another one because I have a lot of tear drugs in it. But my question is this, I've been trying to get an idea of what my prescription drug cost will be versus mail order or through the pharmacy. But when I call my new carrier up to try to set that up for January, I'm having a language barrier in there. So what's the difference? So what will be easier for me to do? Try to do it again by phone or get on the internet and try to do it mail order versus like the pharmacy for the cost?
So, Tony, I'm going to tell you, actually, give us a call at our main line, 888-818-6334. We actually have our customer service team, and if you give us a call Monday through Friday, our customer service team should actually be able to pull that up for you to compare and then also get you all the information you would need to help you with your carrier get that set up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's one of the nice things that you have about being a client. Customer service is there for you as well.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
All right, we have more calls coming in. We'd love to hear from you. We'll get them in the queue, and then we'll get back to you. But if you want to join us, got about a segment and a half left today. We're going to be doing this right through December the 7th, quite a bit of the hours that we're going to spend with you. Mark will be here next week, and, of course, the regular folks, Sean, will be here. You're going to have Lance here, Lauren here. We're going to give you this opportunity to get questions answered right now, but I highly urge you to give them a call and set up an appointment because there is never a charge for their services, and you can meet them and they can take you on this journey and get you to where you need to be. So again, their number, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And if you have a question for Lauren right now and you want to talk to her, simply go to the phone and call us at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Okay, here's George in Carnegie. He has a dental question. George, you're on KDK. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much for having the show today. It's very timely. I'm going to be getting dental implants, four dental implants. The doctor, the surgeon has started putting the bone grafts in my jaw. I have great coverage for dental implants for 2024, but the dental implants themselves are not going to be done until February because these bone grafts have to be settled. So what plans are available in 2025? Because my Aetna Advantage Medicare will not cover dental implants in 2025, even though there is great coverage in 2024. Please help.
So, George, yes, a lot of the plans and carriers that were offering coverage towards dental implants have pulled that back for next year. So there might be a couple places we can look for you, but the dental implants are going to be something that next year, unfortunately, we're not seeing a lot of coverage on for the plans.
But I just need one place to look to get that covered. I don't care how many there are. I need one.
Absolutely. And I think there might be one or two. So let's set up some time to review. There might be one or two. But again, it's not going to be very large limit towards that. So if you give us a call and we can take a look at some of those options and help get you set up. Okay.
Yeah. Give them a call. 888-818-6334. So as we go to break, why do you think they rolled back when it came to vision and dental this year?
So a lot of the companies rolled back overall with benefits. And, you know, to George's point, where there were some and they're, you know, being removed for the next year. Because remember, again, that drug cap was $8,000 and now it's lowered down to $2,000. So to basically cover the difference for the insurance companies, there has been some pullback in some of the benefits offered, some of the copays going up. So, you know, it's really good to be in the know and be researching that for your specific scenarios, because the benefit that's there this year might not be there next year.
Listen, no matter what your situation is, you've been on Medicare for a few years, you need to revisit, you need to revamp, look into, double and triple check. And how do you do that? You make the first step by calling them right now and set up an appointment. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Talk about the seminars and how people can find out more and all the other good stuff. Go ahead, Lauren.
Absolutely. So I wanted to actually circle back. Arlene that called in and asked about the 590 Part D deductible.
Right.
If you, again, are hitting that deductible and you're going to be capping out at the $2,000, in some scenarios, we're not going to be able to avoid that across the board. However, what all these plans are required to do is offer a payment plan. So if you're going to be subject to hitting that $2,000 out of pocket, each and every single company is going to have a way to set up. You call into the company directly and you set up a payment plan where they can divide that lump sum owed by 12 months. Now, again, we're not really encouraging that from a standpoint of if your drugs aren't hitting that cap, you might not be, it might not behoove you, because again, back to my common core math, it's going to look a little different and it's going to accrue throughout the year. So unless you're hitting that cap in totality, it actually could become very expensive for you later in the year to use that payment plan, unless, again, you're hitting that cap of $2,000. So, you know, if Arlene's in subject to hitting that huge deductible in January, doesn't have the $600 to throw out there, let us know and we can help you set that up with your carrier.
All right, she'll answer my question on the other side and she'll take more of your calls. So if you have any Medicare calls right now that you need to get in and get answered, call us. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Lauren, you ran one more segment, the Inside Connection. Lots of calls still coming in. We're going to get to a couple of those as soon as we get them on hold. But to kind of follow up on what I was saying, we were talking about dental and vision. But what people need to understand, there's always the however, as you like to say. In other words, there's something out there for people. The only way they're going to find out is if they set up an appointment.
Absolutely. And some of those things, too, depend on, you know, we had a question from a caller earlier about, hey, Medicaid, Medicare plans. So some benefits you might have to qualify for by having different types of coverage as well and be eligible for medical assistance. So that's why each, you know, case is going to be a little different. And something else I wanted to mention too today that I had written in, but we've also begun penny open enrollment. So penny open enrollment started November 1st, and this is the under 65 plans. So that shopping has now begun. So anybody that needs help with the under 65 coverage, we do that as well. And you can start reviewing those options for a change for January 1st. Now, if you want to change your plan or if you've gone uncovered without insurance, this is the time where you can actually enroll, no questions asked. So from now until December 15th, if you choose coverage, that would go into effect January 1st. And then from December 15th to January 15th, any choices made go into effect for February 1st. So now through January 15th will be the open enrollment for penny too.
All right, good stuff. Here we go, right back to the phones. You have a question, call us 866-391-1020. Sarah in Westmoreland. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on KDKA.
Hello. So before Medicare, I used to have a flexible savings plan, and I wondered if there's any new Medicare plans that are like that.
So no, the Medicare plans most often will not have a flex savings plan or a health savings account with them, but there are some plans that have a flex card where they load a benefit amount that you can use to pay some copays and co-insurances, but it's an extra benefit on the plan.
Yeah, I do have that. It does help, but it's about $100, I think, a quarter.
And there's some plans out there that might have a little bit more than that. So if that's something you're looking for, because there's some plans that also have an annual amount that you can kind of spend throughout the year, I would definitely, you know, take a look and see where we can get you the most bang for your buck.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Sarah.
Okay.
All right. So thank you, Sarah. So what do you think the majority of your questions, when you looking back, and, you know, we still have some time to go, but here, you know, a few weeks in and now into almost a month, has it really been about this Inflation Reduction Act mostly or no?
It's all over the board. I mean, everybody's different. So, you know, one person, it might be, hey, my medications. You know, another person might be, hey, I have an upcoming surgery. And how is that going to be, you know, costing for me? Or, you know, even physical therapy after surgery on many plans can get rather expensive. And again, we have some plans that offer a zero copay or a $5 copay for physical therapy.
So let me ask you, say someone's going to have elective surgery after the holidays in the first of the year, something that their doctor said you can hold off. Could they come in and say, hey, look, I have to have this done. Can you see and compare the price that I'm going to have to pay now as opposed to what it could be, and maybe I could save a few dollars?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where, and it's going to be a scenario. We're walking through a scenario. It's an estimate, right? It's insurance. We don't have a crystal ball at the end of the day to tell us what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about, you know, my significant other going through surgery and having a few hiccups, and we had to go back in the hospital, right? So there were unforeseen costs associated there. But if we know a scenario, hey, I'm looking to have this inpatient procedure done, and then I'm looking to then have X amount of weeks of physical therapy or skilled nursing stay, skilled nursing rehabilitation maybe for 10 or 20 days, we can take a look at all of that and, you know, go plan by plan and say, okay, these would be your costs estimated where you're at. We actually could take a look at this option. Same doctors are in network, and, you know, this could save you a couple hundred dollars.
So that's something else to consider. That's why you need to at least go set up an appointment, never a charge for the services, and just see what the future holds for you is when it comes to your medical coverage.
The last call that we had in, Sarah asked about those flex benefits, right? And one of my best friends, actually, we had her grandmother in a plane where it had a lot of those flex extra cards and benefits. And grandma, you know, kept losing the card. So I'm talking to my friend and she's like, I'm not using the benefit because we keep losing the card. And I said, why don't we take a look at some other options that just have some lower copays built in? And unbeknownst to us, when we made that switch for her, she then had a fall and had a few issues and had to have surgery and had to have physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy 3 times a week, every week for 6 weeks. Well, again, the plan that we moved her from, that would have been $30 a pop each time. The plan we moved her to, it was $5 each time. So we saved her thousands of dollars, and that wasn't even our intent. So those things happen.
That must have been a pleasant surprise.
I mean, it was not fun to go through what we went through unexpected, but yeah, knowing that we made that decision and it worked out to be a huge savings. Sometimes the plans that have, you know, extra, you know, benefits, bells and whistles, as we say in the industry, right? You know, that's great if you're just going to use here or there, but maybe you need some other coverage for a procedure that you're having.
But here's the thing. Peace of mind can go a long way to help somebody heal. And we don't want anybody, you know, to be worried when they're trying to recover or to get healthy again. And if you're thinking, I've got this massive amount of money that I'm going to have to pay out, how can you really relax and get better? You
know, absolutely. And all Medicare Advantage plans come with something called a maximum out of pocket. And we have some plans on the market this year that for the first time ever, we're seeing a very low maximum out of pocket. And I have clients where they have a knee injection that retails for $20,000. So, you know, a Part B medication is 20% of the cost on most plans. And we can help stop that expenditure by moving to a plan that has a lower maximum out of pocket, lower risk, basically, overall.
All right, wrap it up. Tell us some things we need to know one more time.
All right. So, again, annual enrollment period till December 7th. So give us a call now. Take a look at your options. This is the time to take a look. And, you know, something actually I had written up as a part of my script, but I've heard this analogy before. Many of us, when it comes to tax time every year, we call a tax professional. If something on my car starts making a noise or lights on the dashboard start, I'm calling a mechanic. I'm not trying to fix that myself, right? So when it comes to your health insurance, why should that be any different? I've had a few clients even in the past 2 weeks that attempted to start doing some of this research on their own, and they get lost. They're confusing plans, made a choice and think it has this copay, it has that copay. I've walked into houses where people have printed off stuff from Medicare.gov and there's a big stack in front of me. We can help resolve all of that. And if you make a mistake, there's over 80 different plans out there to look at. It's going to get confusing. So when you're comparing all that information on your own, you can get lost. Give us a call.
All right, listen, we're going to get a break in here, and when we come back, it's going to be another hour. Mr. True Value and Company will be here, and then, of course, Caitlin Sagan talking all about Scotland, and then Championship Saturday. It's the 4A matchup, Thomas Jefferson and McKeesport, and then after that, it's the 6A Championship, NA and Central Catholic. It's always a pleasure. Great job today.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much for having me here. Looking forward to seeing you again soon here.
And she will be back, as they will every single Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, MediConnect. Find out more at MediConnectInsurance.com.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended as public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.